Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Gabby Lamb Part 2 episode. My favorite part of her interview was talking about love, sex, and porn addiction, as well as recovery. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the second time on the podcast, comedian Gabby Lamb. Thanks for coming. Second time.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
Yeah. Did you have fun the first time?
I had a wild time the first time. Do you remember the first time?
I do. It is because I do this on a weekly basis. Okay. I just remember we had fun and we talked about Oceanside. Oceanside.
I remember Oceanside,
right?
Yeah.
Big time. And then I talked about Poway.
You're from Poway.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's coming back.
Did you? I don't. This just popped in my head. Because I follow every, you know, Insta stories.
Yeah.
There was like this particular man who like you knew who lived in a parking lot. He drove a
the one who died.
Yeah, like what happened? Yeah. Like what was that all about?
Did we?
You know, I don't think we brought this
we
up before.
Up.
No, but I thought,
you're
oh, that's
curious.
A crazy story.
It is a it was wild. It was like a saga for a long time. There was this guy that lived across the street from me in a parking lot in his car. He was gang affiliated. He told me that.
I didn't know.
He was gang affiliated. His name was Lucifer. That's what he told me.
His name was Lucifer. That's gnarly.
His name
was Lucifer.
That's what he told me. His name was. I told him it wasn't, but he was like, "No, it is," and I was like, "I know it's not."
Okay.
And then so we had this like. We had this
like
friendship.
You'd walk by, go to the store. Hey, how
and
you
he would
doing,
be
Lucifer?
Out smoking meth, and he was always smoking meth, and he'd offer me it. I'm not just making that up. He'd be like, "Do you want some?" And I'd be like, "No, I'm good. It's a Wednesday morning. It's 8. I'm good."
Yeah.
But that was the vibe. He was very friendly. Loved him. He'd always be like, "I can fix your tattoos," and I was like, "I don't want that. I don't need that."
Right.
It's okay. And then a couple of months ago, somebody was shot in the parking lot. And it turned out it was him indeed, and he did die.
Now, was that gang affiliated, or
probably.
Was
probably? I would assume
right.
So.
So he was in just a local San Diego like Latino gang or something.
No, this was L.A.
Oh, this is L.A.
Yeah, this is across the street from my apartment now.
Oh, this is
my current apartment. Yeah,
in L.A. Okay, that makes more sense. No, because there are gangs in San Diego. That's why I was.
There
like
are big gangs in San Diego.
But this was L.A.
It was right over here. It's Los Feliz.
So would you say, I don't know much about that whole. Topic, you know, I just know just
about gangs.
I know the main ones like 18. It like I've heard the major ones, but would you say that's like more major league, like a LA gang versus like a San Diego local?
I don't.
Or is it all a kind of?
I don't know.
Similar. I don't know either.
But
yeah, that's crazy. Yeah,
he sure did die. Yeah, he died.
That's so sad.
I know. The car was lit on fire a couple
Wait
months
a
ago.
Minute. They threw like a Molotov cocktail on
I went out. There was like a big fire in the parking lot. And then I went back there and it was his car completely lit on fire.
Did he have family? Like, that's
no,
just,
he told
he was
me.
All alone, huh?
He was all alone. It seemed like his mom was still alive, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had like brief talks about her. But yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Are you still sober as well?
Yeah, big time. So when I came here, the
okay,
first
so
time
that's,
I...
let's segue into something positive. I'm sorry. Okay. So rest in peace. Hold up. Rest in peace, Lucifer. Rest in peace. Lucifer.
So we started there. Yeah.
Okay. So, sorry for starting there.
It's fine.
But listen, we're moving on to positivity now.
Yeah, we sure are.
So you're still sober.
I'm sober. And didn't
we talk about it here?
Okay. Yeah. Because get this. The first time I did your podcast, I was wickedly fucking hungover. I was so hungover. I hadn't met you before. And I was like, fuck, I'm so hungover. I have to go like talk to somebody right now. I'm not going to be good at this. And then you were like, you should maybe go to a meeting. And then a few months later, I was in a meeting.
That's so crazy.
And now I'm sober.
How much time do you have now? It's been a couple years, hasn't it?
A year, 5 months. A year and 5 months. We did it. Saw my sponsor this morning.
Wow.
I know.
So let me ask you this. Has your life changed, like, in a positive way since that decision?
I think so. Definitely, but also I got sober right before the pandemic.
Right.
So it was, like, a weird
time. You had to do the Zoom meetings and all that? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had, like, three... Okay, so I got sober in January, and we shut down in March.
Mm-hmm.
So January, February, I had like 2 full months out in the world, and then the rest of it was just in lockdown.
So you're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw you in Los Feliz. Do you remember, like, near New Hampshire? Like,
yeah, I'm
I
always saw
around yeah, that was like one of your first meetings. And
yeah.
And you showed up, and yeah, I'm like, yeah. Oh, what's up? You showed
okay,
up.
Okay, because I didn't want to out you and say that I saw you at a meeting, so we can talk about that. Yeah, 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 I saw you, like, one of the first meetings I went to, and you told me on this podcast, you were like, or afterwards, you were like, I know this meeting, you should go to it,
and
then
showed,
I went to
that's
it.
That's the one.
And you were there, yeah.
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 Wow, that's so crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So did your, what does your mom think about, like, is she hyped on, like, you doing this?
Oh, I'm surprised. She wasn't at first. At first, she was like, oh, this is just a phase. Like, oh, whatever. And then I was like, no, really. And then a few months later, she was like, oh, I'm actually really proud of you. And I was, because she's also an alcoholic. So she, like, didn't want to, you know, it was like.
Right.
She didn't want to, like, acknowledge it. And then once I was like, no, this is, like, making my life better. She was like, okay, good.
And usually with something like that, like, because, you know, back in the day, my brother tried to get me sober so many times.
Yeah.
It usually doesn't work that way.
It doesn't
it's
work
usually
that way.
Like. If I see, like, someone setting an example, like, oh, look at that person's life.
Yeah.
Oh, they're doing this now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, I was just sick of, like, the hang, like, mm-hmm. I hated throwing up and, like, the hangovers
always.
And all that.
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was your thing, so it was mostly drinking? Because my thing was weed, too, as well.
I never got into weed. Fucking hated weed. And I never was a weed head. I was drinking and then started getting really into coke. But I was also, I took a lot of Adderall. So I was always, like, on Adderall and then, like, drinking and then would, like, go do coke on the weekends.
And then you were able to do comedy that way, too, as well?
Mm-mm. No, I wasn't. I would get really fucked up as soon as I got off stage.
Right.
And then I would spend the whole day.
We talked about that.
Mm-hmm. So, I would never drink before I got on stage, but then I would get fucked up afterwards, spend the whole day hungover, and then, like, be okay by the night so I could go do comedy and then drink again.
Now, this is a probably good segue. Like, how has your comedy changed since, like, you cleaning up your act? Like, are you writing more? Are you doing more? Because you just
worse.
Do a show in San Diego with Harper. You guys all did a show, right?
We did. Yeah, we were there over the weekend. I did ACC.
What's ACC?
American Comedy Club.
Okay, that's
company.
In San Diego.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So I did that. I, like, headlined for 30 minutes. Ooh. It was hard. And then the next night, I had a show. I was in San Diego all weekend.
That's cool.
I don't know. It's been hard because we've been in fucking quarantine for the past year, so I haven't been able to, like, get my reps in.
Right. As far as your comedy reps, like the mics and everything.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because you're used to doing it every night, aren't you?
Yeah.
Like the open mics and,
yeah, and all
of that.
Shows, everything. And now it was just like, now it's not. So I came back into it sober, but also having not worked on comedy for a year. So I feel like I'm more grounded in stand-up, but also kind of bad because I'm fucking, like, my confidence is kind of rock because I'm like,
well, don't you think all the other comedians are feeling that too? I know,
probably.
Yeah, even the ones that have been doing longer, they're probably like, oh, because they're used to, like, going, like, because the Comedy Store at the OR or something, they're used to doing it every night.
Yeah.
But that's with anything. If you stop,
then you fucking get back. And then I, like, don't feel connected to the shit that I used to talk about on stage. So it's, like, a weird place to be.
Yeah, well, I always wonder how that worked. Like, do you need that interaction, like, just that the energy exchange from the audience member, or as far as when you're doing your bits?
I like to. I like interacting with people.
It's different than doing a Zoom show.
It sure is. Zoom shows, you're fucking bombing all the time.
Is that weird?
Have you ever watched one?
No,
good. Don't. I mean, thank God they're over. Fuck.
What is so they're in their room? Are they, like, in just, like, in their pajamas?
You're a fucking jackass. You're sitting in your bed, like, eating, and you have your laptop right here,
and you're reading off your jokes.
Yeah, you're
or
just kind of sitting there, like, hey guys, what's up? How's everyone doing? And you can't hear anybody because everybody's muted, so you're just talking to nobody, and you're like, okay.
So,
and you say a joke.
So, would you be performing? How do you get audience members? So, you're performing. For other comedians?
And audience members. People
on
in.
Mute. On mute?
Yes.
So they're just looking at you.
Desperate people
and
who
want
to,
like,
yeah,
hey guys.
Sitting in your bed. You know, like, my fucking cats are jumping up on there, and I'm like, hey, how's this bit? And it's awful. It was awful.
So you mentioned earlier, so you and Harper, you all are roommates?
We're roommates, yeah.
How did you all link up? I'm just kidding.
Stand up.
through the community.
We met in stand-up, yeah. We didn't really know each other before we lived together, but I knew she was looking for a place and I needed a roommate. And so then we became really close during that.
Like, she's been to the your house in Oceanside, like your
she
your
has
mom's,
now, yeah.
She's been there.
Yeah.
So you guys are like best friends? Like, are you guys real close?
We're real close, yeah.
And then who's close. Been doing comedy longer, you or her?
Me, a year longer. She's 5, I think I'm 6. I'll be 6 in July.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've come along, don't you think? You've come along.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. I don't know if I'm funnier, but I've definitely come a long way.
Yeah.
I just got off a streak of bombing.
Still, you do that? You
still do.
You do?
Yeah.
I thought after like maybe 3 or 4
don't.
Years.
Well, if they do, I don't.
Okay.
How I'm do a special
you,
case.
How do you like? How do you deal with that? Like, how do you
knowing that I'm
internalize
worse than
that?
All of my
yeah.
Peers?
How do you work past that?
I try to not relapse or commit suicide, and I just keep going. You know.
Are you in your head a lot? Like
so bad.
The demons in your head.
Real bad. Real loud.
Now, is that mostly due to, like, the crowd or the way you're feeling? Like,
probably me.
Isn't it off every night, though? It's a different, like, situation.
Am I
right?
off every night?
No. The scenario, the situation's different. Like,
it is, yeah.
Because I'm just guessing. Let's use music, for example.
Yeah.
Like, if your band performs in front of 5 people opposed to doing a festival, that's
right.
different.
It sure is, yeah.
So, same thing with comedy. You got
right.
3 people opposed to like 50 people.
Yeah.
You have more people to gauge, right?
You do, but the worst is when you have like 50 and you really don't do well in the 50.
Ooh.
Which is.
That's happened?
Happened to me the other night.
Was it an open mic or was it a comedy
show?
It was a show.
It was a madhouse in San Diego.
It was a show show.
It was a show show.
So, how many people were on the line? Like how many headliners? How many, like, comics?
I was the headliner.
Oh, so you're the headliner.
And there were like 5 comics before me.
And how long of a... How does that usually work? They get 5-10 minutes on stage? How does that work?
They get 10 minutes, 5 to 10. I had 25.
You had 25.
Started hot and then just ate shit.
Really? That's interesting. Because you would think if you start good, you're good, right?
You'd think.
Like if you're like in a band and you're like, oh, you're cheering, I'm good.
No, not with me. I say, I'm starting good, I'm going to bring them down. And that's what I did.
Do you think it's worse bombing as a musical act or a comedy act?
Comedy. For sure.
Because there's silence.
There's silence. Yeah, when you're doing music, you have a whole fucking band and you can't really bomb. The only people who know that you bomb musically are the musicians, I think.
Well, the band I was in, Monchi, we got brought to Hawaii. We opened for Die Antwoord.
Did you bomb?
Yeah.
How?
Well, because...
What do you mean? How do you bomb, though?
Their fans are crazy and they were like... Do you know much about that band?
No, because when you said that, I was thinking of fucking Jack Black's band. What's his band?
What's Jack Black's band?
Tenacious D.
Tenacious D.
Okay,
yeah.
No, you were talking about Diane.
I'm talking Die Antwoord. They're from South Africa.
They sure are.
Ninja and then Yolandi.
I was Tenacious D.
Because I heard Pockets of Booze. Like we started off. They were actually, when you're the opening band, they're like not there to see you.
Yeah, they don't want
to
see you.
They're like, who are these guys?
Yeah.
So I, like, as we went on, it was like, boo. Boo! You know, just like as the show progressed, and then more pockets. Like at first, I was like trying to justify. I was in denial. I'm like, they're not.
They couldn't do that.
And then they're like, boo! You know, like pockets. I heard it here. I heard it there. Where we had to cut our set short.
How long were you on stage for?
Let me see. Okay, that's a good question. Opening. We probably did about 4 or 5 songs, if that.
They were booing the whole time.
It started maybe after the first song.
Fuck.
And you know, this is that movie, Mad Max Fury Road, had just dropped or something. And have you seen that movie?
Nope.
Well, there's a scene where there's these characters where they're like suicide bombers, like, you know, and they before they would die, they'd go like, I guess they referred to heaven as Valhalla or something, back to Valhalla. But they would spray this silver spray paint all over their face. It was like symbolic. Uh-huh. They go, shh. We had food coloring, gray spray paint, like the movie Mad Max.
Uh-huh.
So I had that on stage. And every time I'd hear a boo, I would just look at him and go, shh. And I would spray my face to, like, make it crazier. Like, it
was like you just start acting out
I would
and
act
more.
Like more, like, childish.
Okay,
like
that's
defiant.
What I,
like,
yes,
shh,
I do that. That's what I, shh, yeah. Like, I'll fucking show you.
Yeah. It was more symbolic. Like, it was crazy because they probably thought it was spray paint.
Yeah.
So I was like, shh, shh.
Were they into that?
No, it was just the booze got loud. Yeah, they were like, get, you know.
Yeah, please.
So are you defiant as well? It's like, I do, let's I say am. You start strong and then you start bombing. Like, what are you going through mentally? Like,
so like what you were doing physically with the pain in your face is what I would do, but with verbally. So
Wait, so you would do that to the crowd, like to certain audience members?
Yeah, the other night I was like, I started turning on myself because I wasn't getting, you know, the response that I wanted. And then I started being, you know, I always just go into like really self-deprecating where I'm like, well, fuck me. I guess you guys fucking hate me, huh? Okay, well, and then I just like went in and then I was like, well, what are you guys? What should I talk about? And they were like, we don't know. And I was like.
So it was a bit of crowd. It was kind of like crowd work.
But really bad crowd work after bits that didn't work. And then I was like, what should I talk about? And they're like, we don't fucking care. And I was like, And then I just kept being like, I'll relapse. And some guy was like, don't relapse. And I was like, I'm gonna. And then I...
you took it there. You put your sobriety on the line.
I said, I will fucking relapse right now. And he's like, come on, don't. And then nobody was laughing. And I was just up there being like, I'll relapse. And it was like...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so that had happened, all right? Because you're only human. It happens to the best of us.
Yeah, it sure does. Well, when according to you, not to my peers are ahead of me now.
No,
because you were like, you should be past that stage. You're 6 years.
No. That was speculation. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. I should be.
You're right.
I took a crack at it. I bombed too on doing comedy.
Yeah, it's hard.
Doing my cowboy rap bit, but
that sounds good.
So when you exit the stage, when that happens, is your brain going through? Because this is what happened to me. Because I bombed at the Tempe Improv and. I was justifying in denial. Yeah. And my mind was like, these are the thoughts that were going through my head. Like, you didn't do that bad.
Really?
Yeah. Because I really bombed bad.
Really?
Where they had to cut me out of the other shows.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And not only that. So I.
Not only that.
But the MC had to like save me. Like the MC had to like. Yeah, to like.
I love that you were like, "Oh, but it wasn't that bad."
Well, this is why I brought it up because I wanted to know what people go through. Like, my brain was like, I think it was a defense mechanism.
Yeah.
Where it's like, no.
Yeah.
That material was just maybe too advanced for them.
I've gone through that where I'm like, they're just not on my level.
No, yeah, because you know, no one's doing this cowboy rap stuff, and so my brain was like, yeah, no, they don't get it. Yeah. My thing's too advanced.
Yeah.
But then, you know how that club set up? Because I used to work there, by the way. So and I funny. Started off the set like that. Because I was a food runner.
I work here.
Well, when I went to ASU, I was a food runner at the Tempe Improv.
Okay.
Ended up getting fired from that. Okay. So right when I got on stage, I go, I used to work in this piece of shit. I was a food runner. Look at me now. You know, like I started off already on a bad note. Like braggadocious, unlikable.
Spitting in people's food when you get up there.
No, I never did. I've never done that. Okay. But I've actually, when I worked at IHOP, I used to, like, I was a horrible waiter. Yeah, I'd have my thumb in their egg yolk. I would just be like here you go.
On purpose?
Yeah, because, like, I would just get stiffed. Yeah. I'd work the graveyard shift, and I would just, here you go. You know, just like.
Would people complain?
I mean, I got fired from that job, too.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, I didn't want to lose my train of thought. So I had to walk through the crowd. Off stage because the green room was in the front, but I remember I was trying to gauge the audience
when you walked off stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even look at me.
That's the worst.
So that's when my brain flipped like, oh, they don't like you.
Yeah.
You really did bomb.
Yeah.
So what are you going through like when that happened to you? Are you thinking these things?
That's so bad. Yeah. I've had that a lot of times when I walk off stage and I'm like, I can't make eye contact. Like, there will be times where I get off stage and I don't want to see anybody that was in the room.
But you're gauging the crowd, too, afterwards.
Yeah. And I'll walk off stage.
You're gauging it.
I am. And I'll walk off and I'll see them, like, kind of not look at me. And I'm like.
See that face you're doing?
It's horrible. The other night I got off stage and I just, like, kind of, like,
slumped over. So you're looking at the ground?
Looking at the ground and just, like, shaking my head to let them know that I know how bad I did. You know?
Do you think from from the audience point of view, they're doing something like telepathy to let you know, like, oh, you failed.
Yeah.
Do you think that's what's going on?
It's almost like they're all in a group text and they're all texting each other saying, fuck this bitch. They all are. They're all airdropping.
So you're feeling that.
Yes.
Yeah, that really... I think you're not too far off. I think that... No, there's... Because it's energy, right? I mean, whether you do good or bad, it's energy, right?
Yeah.
In this room.
Yeah.
And you could feel that.
You can really feel that. I also... I am really hard on myself, so sometimes...
But that's a good thing, don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'll, like, have a set that I didn't think was good, and then, like, my, you know, friends will be like, that was actually good. What are you talking about? And I'm like, no, it wasn't. And they're like, so you had a couple things that didn't work, but it was good. And I'm like, no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. So I have a hard time always gauging, but like that, the other night I was like, that was bad.
Have you always been hard on yourself like that?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
But don't you think that's what makes you good?
Maybe, but I have to get out of my head too, because then I start getting really in my own way, you know, where it's like, if I don't do well, then I just start going in on like, well, you're a piece of fucking shit and you'll never be funny and nobody will ever like you. And then I start believing that.
Yeah.
So that's where I have to be
careful.
Can I
give you, this is, I just thought of this, and because this might... It kind of pertains to what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Don't you think because alcoholism like centers in your mind.
Yeah.
It's your thinking.
Absolutely.
That doesn't help.
No, it doesn't.
I think maybe it's some of that.
Yeah.
Within that too, as far as.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm a piece of crap.
Yeah.
Oh, I failed. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, I'll get that tonight. Just like.
Yeah.
Just for no reason.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? I wake up and I have
In
that.
Fact, anything I do, whether it's a podcast or if I do a song, whatever I do that's creative outlet, it's never positive.
Never.
Even though it might be positive, like, no, it was fine.
Yeah.
I always find, this is the thing, what we have a problem of perception.
And
the way, like, let's say this whole thing is white, the ceiling, but we'll find that one spot and be like, oh, no, this is all fine. No, but look at that.
Right.
There's something wrong with that. See that spot there?
Yeah.
That's what we do.
And I don't know if you do this, but I definitely do this where I will, like, call attention to that right away so, like, other people can't see it, you know? Like, or so other people can't identify it first. Like,
Wait. Why do you think that's psychological, right? Like, to beat them to the punch? Like,
beat them to the punch, exactly.
They can't use that against you?
Right. So, like, if you walked into this room and there was, like, one little dirt spot.
You're like...
I'd be like, if I lived here and somebody new came in, I'd be like, oh, look at the fucking dirt spot. I'm so sorry about that dirt spot. Like, to call it up before they can see it.
That's interesting.
So I can beat them to be like, no, I'm a piece of shit before you could call me a piece of shit. So don't worry.
Right. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
That's interesting.
And I start doing that on stage. I'll be like, I know I'm a piece of shit. So you guys probably know it too. Right. Yeah. We're like, we all know. Fuck me. Right. And I like get really bad.
Yeah. But it's a funny thing too. Cause what y'all are doing is like, it's your artists through your words and like conveying, you know, your thoughts. And it's like, If you're beating them to the punch, you're probably like, it's interesting because you're like, does that even need to happen?
It doesn't. Because like as a stand-up too, like when you're on stage, you have the capacity, you're able to control the way that a crowd sees you.
So you're the conductor.
When you start calling yourself a piece of shit.
Then, well, why?
Other people are like, I guess so.
That's not necessary though, right?
It's not necessary.
But how do you like... This is interesting. How do you correct that?
I don't know.
Because, like, this is another side of the coin. It's like, if you don't acknowledge that, then it could flip on you. It'll be in your head. Like, you know, the whole time you're trying to do your set, you're like, oh, I didn't bring that up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, is that what they're thinking now? Since I didn't bring that up?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Big time.
Like, I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here as far as, like, the psychology behind it. It's so weird.
I know, it's so weird. Is that like an alcoholic thing?
I think I'm not saying it's entirely because of that, but it's a factor. I for sure think it's a factor.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. It's interesting too because I feel like I've always had pretty low self-esteem, but like
me too.
And the more sober I've gotten,
it's
like my self-esteem has gotten higher in a way, but also the demons have gotten louder. So now it's like obvious to me. I'm like, fuck, I really have to deal with this.
You know what's interesting too? It's like even when you podcast, like we're podcasting, but I notice I do this too. I'm like self-deprecating. But like where I'm so hard, like I like where your like worst enemy would never say those. Like I say detailed messed up things about myself, like my body and just my hygiene and my breath and
me too. Oh, always. Yeah,
like, you know, like I'll give you an example. I was just on King of the Sting and they were trying to do a dating show for me, and where people submitted, like females would submit like their submissions and be like, hi, I was so self-deprecating. I didn't even give it a chance.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like you were
I said, I talked about how I don't have a car, how around here is poo breath, about my scrotum. It's just like a whole bunch just all the things that if this was like a dating show, let's say this was televised,
you really undersold.
They would kick me off and be like, just X him off the list. Yeah. Like, where did you find this guy?
Yeah, I can so relate to that.
But
though.
What That's, is that? Why do I do
the same thing?
But why do I do? Why?
I don't know. I do the same fucking thing. Low self-esteem. You try to beat him to the punch. I do the same thing when I date guys. I'm always like, before I sleep with them, I'm like, oh, well, just to let you know, I'm pretty flat-chested, so if you like big tits, I'm not your girl. Like,
you do that stuff?
Yes, and I will shit on myself. Like, I'm sorry if I smell. And they're like, stop, relax. And I can never, like, enjoy myself intimately because I'm always just like, if you see a pimple on my back, it's because I'm a dirty bitch. Like, you know.
Oh, my God.
I beat him to the punch. And no, people aren't even thinking
because I was not always like that.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Just think of your childhood. Like, you weren't, I don't think I was that self-deprecating.
Yeah.
So I would think in that scenario, other kids were more cruel to you, like to us.
Yeah.
They would say, ah, you know, they would do something and, you know, like, Chinese, Japanese, Dirtanese, look at these. You know, and I'm like,
That classic.
That,
Yeah.
And then I would internalize that, but I wouldn't do that to my.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't that be weird? That's like a kid doing that to themselves.
Yeah, kids don't do that to themselves. But then
I'm sure some of them do.
Maybe.
I'm just wondering where is that learned behavior? I'm just wondering where that stems from. Like, did I learn that through, like, living and just through experience? Like, when did. Because we're adults now and I do it worse than I've ever have in my whole life.
Yeah, me too.
Where I'm like, you're shooting yourself in both feet.
All the time.
Your right foot and your left foot.
Honestly.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that I do that.
I know. And me either. It's really bad. But I feel like it is a learned behavior. It's like you hear all these things as a kid and like something like kind of negative happens to you and then you grow up and it like starts coming back out and you're like, oh, fuck, here come the demons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's a fine line. Okay, let's say, like, let's take the flip side of that. Let's say you're braggadocious and, like, full of yourselves. Like, yeah, ladies.
Like a narcissist?
Yeah, I'm going to move into a condo soon. Let's say, you don't want to be that guy either.
No,
like,
well, that's a fucking full-blown narcissist.
Yeah, I just bought a Tesla and, you know, got big things going on, you know.
Big dick.
Can you be not the self-deprecating guy and not the braggadocious guy, but can I at least give myself be in the middle?
I think there are normal people I think there are people that get to the middle.
That's the normal response,
right? There are people that are well-adjusted that can get there.
So you're saying we're not well-adjusted.
Maybe not right now, but I think it can happen.
You just basically
said that we're
I'm internalizing that. You're just like, well-adjusted. Like that, because you're throwing me into that box as well.
Throwing yourself into that box.
I know I am. I was deflecting.
Yeah.
Okay, I threw myself in the box.
So I'm just picking up on what you're saying, which is you just said you're not the guy in the middle.
Yeah.
So, and we're also not the guys in the mansion, so we have to get well-adjusted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in your defense, because comedy, being self-deprecating may be a part of your act, right? Would you at least agree?
Yeah.
There's a lot of, I mean, that's a style of comedy, right?
For sure, yeah.
Self-deprecating. So that's, you have that card, be like, well, this is a part of my profession. Yeah. I'm supposed to do that.
Yeah.
But you don't have to. There's different styles.
There are different, I feel like I could leave that behind, but I'm so married to that because my narrative is so like, negative. But when I got sober, my therapist was like, do you feel like you're going to be able to still be funny without talking about, like, without being messy, you know, like, do you still,
you guys talk about stuff like that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's like, is that like one of the major subject matters?
I'm
as far as therapy.
Yeah.
You're doing recovery, you're doing the meetings
I'm in two 12-step programs and therapy. I'm in all of them.
Oh, wow.
I got all of them.
You're in two of them?
Two of them.
I started doing that too. Your porn. Yeah,
SLAA?
Yeah.
Me too.
Oh, no. Get the hell.
Big SLAA.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that program. It's really
so
hard.
I was doing meetings every
you
day.
Said for porn.
No, but I was doing, yeah, I was doing meetings every day.
Yeah.
But then I noticed.
Wait, AA or SLAA?
Both.
Yeah, okay.
I would like flip flop. I would do this day. I would, you know, I had a whole schedule. I had the schedule right there on an index card. I would have the different number, you know, you have to put in the code for the Zoom meeting. But I noticed that, and this was like my fault. I noticed that I was like dozing off or I was fixating on like other people in the room. Like, because in the Zoom meetings, there's like boxes.
Yeah.
So, I should have just done men's groups.
You should have done men's groups, yeah.
Because I was doing the co-ed ones, and I was like,
can't do it.
I was getting obsessed with certain. I was like, oh, look, at, you know, in my
mind.
Like,
oh, yeah.
And I only because I'm women's. Trying to get away from that, mm-hmm. but then I'm like fixating on people in the meeting. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was looking at stuff in their apartment, like,
Oh, fantasizing.
She's got a candle. And she's got that candle in the corner of her room.
Maybe we could get together and we could talk about candles.
And they would make announcements. I never did this, but even like the secretary would be like, and we would appreciate it if you guys wouldn't, you know, harass the, or not harass or message.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's on Zoom meetings, you could send direct, kind of like a direct message.
Yeah, you can DM people.
But
yeah.
People were doing, like, I didn't do, I thought about, you know, I can't lie. Yeah. I did think about it, but there's people already doing that.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
That's why it blew my
mind. I'm like, what? Like,
well, of course there are.
Yeah, because they're in that for that reason.
Yeah. I go to mostly women's or like women and like gay meetings because I'm like, I can't go to the men's ones. I get too crazy.
If you don't mind me asking, was yours, because mine was like porn addiction.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Did you?
Am I addicted to porn?
Yeah. Was that the reasons behind
it?
No. Oh, yours was like, maybe because of love.
Love, sex. I identify as
like codependent.
Sex, love,
like,
fantasy
yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, right. And you have to identify.
You do.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm Gabby. I'm a sex love fantasy.
Yeah.
Porn, I don't watch anymore because I did start having like a bad relationship with it. So that's been like an easy one to cut out. But the love and fantasy addiction are really
right because a lot of it's in your mind and the fantasy elements
controls
and stuff
controls my life.
Yeah. So do you go down the rabbit hole with that?
Absolutely.
Like you play the whole card that you play it out like
and it just, you know, and it ruins every relationship of mine because I can't stay present with anything or anybody. And you get into this whole thing of like, oh, but what if over here is better? What if over here is better? And I can never just like
be in the moment.
Yeah. I can never be.
Yeah. So have you've taken it to like, oh, this is our honeymoon, and then
immediately
this is our home.
What
by
if I
the
get
coast.
Pregnant and that's gonna be our baby? Like immediately, I go.
So
to, like,
you go with you go kids too?
Oh yeah, immediately.
You do.
I meet people and I'm like, could this be a good father? Maybe like immediately, I'm sizing people up.
Yeah,
insanity.
By the way, I didn't mean to switch topics, but like those videos you do about your dad, the Facebook post.
Yeah.
Are hilarious.
Thank you so much.
Look, your dad is a character.
He's wild.
He's on his own planet.
He sure is. He's on his own fucking Facebook.
It's kind
planet.
Of like he does bro. It's like bro-y kind of manscape bro-y kind of comments towards like the female gender. Like, he'll just say ridiculous,
super misogynistic.
Stuff.
I'm like, what?
Yeah,
are you?
That's what it is.
And then I'll be like, do you know that I'm your daughter? And he's like, oh, come on, it's funny. I'm like,
oh, you've. Just give me an example. Like, they may not know what we're talking about. Like, can you describe, like, one of the posts that he might do on his Facebook?
So, like, he'll post a picture. Usually he posts pictures of, like, young women in bikinis with really big tits, like, on a motorcycle. And then he'll make the caption, like, I'd ride that one. And he posts that publicly. And then his friends and my uncles will chime in and be like, yeah, vroom, vroom. And I'm like... These are all 70-year-old men. 70-year-old men that all need slaw.
Can you? Because we're trying to save face here for the family and everything.
Yeah, please. No,
can
okay.
you give him a heads up and text him to let him know, like, Dad?
Yeah.
That's not the right thing to do.
Oh, we've talked about it.
You have.
We sure have.
What's his defense?
It's art. He's literally said to me, it's art.
So, in his mind, somewhere in his mind, he thinks, that's the right thing. This is art.
This is art.
He does memes, too.
He does memes. Big time. Memes.
Big time. Dude, give me an example of a meme that...
He posts a lot of, like, kind of MAGA stuff. He's gone down that rabbit hole. What is one of his classic memes? He posted one the other day.
Doesn't he do, like, Happy Monday? Like, he'll do, like, a day, like, Happy Tuesday or Happy... like, and then it'll be, like,
also,
a female.
Also, always kind of racist, too. Like, Taco Tuesday means... And then, like, something, like, butchering...
About Latino women
Spanish.
Or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and I'm like,
no,
what do you...
He can't do that.
He can't
do...
I've had to call him and be like, you cannot post that like that.
He could get banned for that.
But
like,
he doesn't get it. He thinks it's funny. And I'm like, that's not... You really realize, like, that's not okay. And he's like, oh, well, come on. And I'm like...
We're even more... Like, we're this is not 1980 or something. This is, we're in a time now where you really yeah. have to watch what
he
you say.
He doesn't get it. The
can
one that
your
he
mother contact him and say, listen,
she has tried so many times because my mother
she's
is,
tried.
She's very well educated and she's like, you know, a strong feminist and she comes from her dad was an immigrant. And so she's a very different breed than he is. And he yeah. just doesn't get it. He's like, no, that's not true. You guys are wrong. I'm like, we're not.
So in his mind, it's justified.
It's absolutely justified.
Yeah.
He think. Yeah.
So going back to like, yeah, these 12 that won't say the names
yeah.
of them or whatever.
And we already did.
Yeah, we did, but we didn't kind of.
Okay.
We did. We maybe, but we're not like promoting.
I
noticed that with the porn thing, I was getting desensitized.
Absolutely.
To just normal
intimacy.
Interactions with, you know, and then I noticed that I would be getting more and more deeper in like these searches.
Yeah.
Where
really.
It was just not like
you start.
They were like, just like, why am I typing grandma? And you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you
There's
start
no
getting
reason.
Darker and
yeah,
darker. Yeah,
like where I'm like this—that's yeah. my thing now. I'm like, oh, older grandmother. Yeah,
that's so fucking funny.
Grandma
that's
panties, so, grandma this, grandma cream pie, grandma grandma
cream pie.
Yeah, that's like grandma. By the way, that is my go-to.
Is it really?
Yeah.
If we looked up your porn, are you
yeah.
watching porn anymore or no? Because you're in recovery.
I kind of fell off the.
Oh, you did. You fell off the...
Because this is the... I mean, I'm not trying to justify.
I'm
not
going
to deflect here, but I'm going to be
no
honest
judgment.
With you.
Yeah.
I've been sober with the other thing for 12 plus years from drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, just huge.
This other thing is harder.
It's like a million times
way
harder.
Way harder. Because, I mean, in my
yes.
defense also, I made it 3 months without it.
Yeah.
I was doing meetings every day. I had a temporary sponsor.
Yeah.
I was like... I was texting men. I was doing the whole thing. But it's one of those things because it is like kind of, it's like a biological urge to want
yes.
to release or
yeah.
do, you know, I it just crept up on me.
I know.
It was like, it was past a certain time. I might have even done a meeting that day, like that night. I might have attended, you know,
yeah.
done a Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
But it just, next thing you know, it happened like that.
I know. It's really hard.
I was... so shamed because I maybe had talked to my sponsor and I was like, and I thought I was doing good, but then once the aftermath of that,
yeah.
once I did it,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm a piece. It was going back
yeah.
to the voices
and the
like,
shame spiral.
Like you're it's just pointless. Like there's
yeah.
no hope for you. Like what?
I know. And then you're like, oh fuck it, I'll just go back to whatever I was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe I need to start doing it again because I felt I was like I had more energy during
more
the day,
energy, more clarity,
more clarity.
Definitely. It helps you. I don't know. There's a lot of really beneficial things to that program. The withdrawal period has been the worst I've ever experienced.
Oh, yeah.
The worst.
The worst.
I'm still in it. I'm in my 30 days of withdrawal right now. And it's I've
Are
relapsed
you,
1,000 times.
Like, because I know that the internet plays a huge role in that.
Big time.
Like, there are programs to block you for you to go on certain sites.
Yeah.
Like, I knew dudes that did that.
My sponsor wants me to be off of social media. Like, I'm off Twitter right now. I was.
Well, you mean, like, Instagram?
Instagram. She wants me off.
Because you could fall deep in a rabbit hole.
Yeah, you can. And she's had me, like, go through and, like, block, you know, people that I've been in relationships with, which was really hard to do. And I'm like, she doesn't really want me on it right now. But I, like, got sucked back into it because I was in San Diego doing shows, promoting stuff. And then all of a sudden, I'm, like, fucking scrolling and then looking shit up. And it's like...
Did DMs play a factor in that?
They do, but I've been really...
They do and they don't?
They do, because like I'm not supposed to have really any contact with men outside of business right now. So when...
This is...
Yeah.
This is a... big suggestion from
yeah
whoever you're getting help from.
Yeah,
they said you can't contact any men.
No.
Unless it's about business. This is business.
This business. Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so because of... That's a slippery slope.
It is. Especially because of stand-up, too.
Oh, okay. What about this? I didn't want to play devil's advocate because this may happen. What if you're at a comedy show and a male comic... That's still business. You're doing a show with them, but then what if there's attraction there?
No flirting, no intrigue. You have to shut it down.
It's
really hard. Because when you're addicted to validation, you know.
Oh,
because like,
they could validate you, like, great set, girl. Oh,
or even just
we're
talking.
We're gonna go get
some.
We're getting food. You want to come? Because I'm sure that happens
all the time. Yeah, and I have to just be like, no. And because it's like I don't even like these guys, but then it gives me adrenaline to be like, oh fuck yeah, they're looking at me and they want to have sex with me and they want to talk to me. Yeah, I love this, and I have to like not get into that. You know, I just have to be like, okay, cool, thank you, and then leave.
Can I add a thing that I'm struggling with and I haven't done yet, but it's definitely like a temptation.
Yeah.
You know, like OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
Like now, I'm starting to get these where I've never signed up for it.
Mm-hmm.
I already have a big enough problem with just porn.
Yeah,
right. Like X video, whatever.
Pornhub. Cream pies.
But there, all right. We have to emphasize that. Now I'm getting these content creators with the OnlyFans saying, "Hey, I know you're not like into that, but." Here's a free subscription to my OnlyFans. They're basically giving me a pass.
Right.
Like here's a free thing.
Yeah.
And it's like I just don't think that'd be healthy.
Definitely
for me.
Not.
Right. I mean.
Definitely not. Are you asking?
No. I'm asking you. Yeah. Like that's not healthy, right? If
no.
I start doing that.
No. Not. No.
Because now it's like I don't want to bring up these new terminology like simping or.
Yeah.
Simp behavior, but that's what it is, right? I'm like, that's simping.
Well, because for that program, in order for recovery, it's like really what they say is like no sex outside of intimate relationships.
Right.
And then like really there is like kind of a thing on like no masturbating, but like that's really fucking hard.
I struggle with that.
Yeah, it's really hard. I do too.
I mean, to a point where I don't. This is hard for me to admit, but it's like no different than me showering.
Yeah.
It's a part of my routine.
It's a part of the routine.
It's part of my sleep routine.
For men, I think it's like a harder thing, but I also struggle with that. The porn, honestly, you're like not supposed to watch porn in recovery.
It's not good for your mind, I think.
It's not. It's definitely not. Like scientifically, it's
because the dopamine, it's kind of like, playing video games. Yeah. It's that dopamine release, but then you, even with that, you get desensitized and you're like, okay, not just this, now I have to look up crazier searches.
Yeah.
Right?
And then you're not ever enjoying who you're actually having sex with because you're like so desensitized and like thinking about porn. Porn fucks.
That's a real
us.
Thing.
It's a real thing. Oh yeah.
So you're saying if you're used to that and being aroused in that way sexually through these images or whether it's pictures or videos.
Yeah.
When you get into a real human sexual experience, you might just not be around. Like,
yeah, I think it happens all the time. I think it happens more. I don't think people talk about it very often, but I think people are so desensitized because we watch so much porn that like we are losing intimacy in our relationships. Big time.
Yeah.
People
I also noticed this with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before there ain't no.
Yeah.
You mean can't be on there for 3 hours, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not even... Yeah. Who even has sex for three... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless you're like...
A lot of the guys I've dated are sex addicts, and it would take a really long fucking time, because I was like, all you're doing is sitting around watching porn and jacking off. That's why it takes you so long to fucking have sex.
So that's a real thing.
It's a very real thing.
And so what's their excuse for... Once you bring that up, what do they say? What's their
response? I'll stop watching porn. I'll stop. And it's like, I don't care if the guys I date watch porn, but it... When it starts like getting in the way of like, because I don't care if they're like looking at other girls jacking off, but like, what does bother me is like when it takes so fucking long because you're like watching porn all the time.
Yeah, that's just not a healthy thing.
It's not a healthy thing. It fucks with our brains.
You know what blows my mind? There's certain people out there, as far as masturbation or whatever, they don't. They could just use their minds.
Yeah.
I haven't done that since like.
Have you not?
Seventh grade or
really?
Yeah, I haven't done that in a. Yeah. That blows my mind. That's like, well, you could fly to the moon. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I stopped, and I honestly, not to be too fucking rated X on here, but I really did like stop masturbating a lot when I stopped watching porn because I was just like, oh, what's the fun? I don't want to fucking sit here.
Oh, so that you use that, that was a part of it.
Oh, big time, yeah.
But I'm telling you, there's mm-hmm. people out there that don't, they could just use their minds.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure there are.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that there's a problem with me. I don't even know how to do that anymore.
Because you're desensitized.
But do you think if you were to quit that, you would be able to use that part of your brain to, like, be aroused?
Yeah.
Let's say if you quit, like say it's been 6 months, right? Yeah. You're like, I haven't watched it. Mm-hmm. I have blockers on all my social media, on my internet.
Yeah.
I've been doing my thing. I've been talking to people. Do you think that you could regain that?
Totally.
Ability?
Yeah, totally. Our brains are super fucking malleable. I think, like, once you, like, start getting into, like, training it, you become... Like, you can, like, adjust to that.
Yeah. I need to stop sending these emojis, too. Like, because it's like, dude, that's not helping me. It's like,
what do you mean?
Well, to, like, just, like, maybe someone you're attracted to on, like, Instagram. It's like, you know, just, yeah. In my mind, I think that, oh, if I send this emoji.
Like, what
I'm
one?
In. Oh, God. Like.
What one do you think is?
I use the celebration one a lot.
To do what? Say, hey, girl.
And see, you don't see you, that response right there. I'm already like,
if somebody sent me,
yeah, I'm already like in my mind, like the devil in my mind.
Wait, do you just send that out of nowhere?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, in my mind, it means a certain thing.
Hold on.
Because now you're putting me on the spot. But hold on. Let me just brace for
I'm
this.
I'm not judging
I
you.
I know. But just let me brace for this.
Okay.
Let me prepare for this.
Okay, yeah.
What's your
take
question?
Okay.
Let me stretch a little.
My question is do you message a woman out of the blue or just a woman that you're talking to just that little celebration emoji? Just that.
Yeah.
What do you think it means when you do that?
It's you could do a movie on it's like a whole there's a whole narrative in my mind. There's a whole narrative behind it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like where it's like Romance Lane.
Really, and that's the topper.
But I'm just letting you know because I'm trying to think of like justifying that could mean anything. That could be, you know what I mean?
If I okay, so let's say you DM'd me and I opened it up and it was just that little thing. I'd be like, what the fuck?
I do it every day.
To really?
Yeah.
And then you, oh, and do you think a woman's going to respond and be like, oh, my God, finally.
The way you're putting me on the spot like that and just, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
In my mind, she's it's like the Notebook Part 2. the Stevie edition. Notebook Part 2. The Stevie edition.
When will he send me? When will my man finally
like
send me
carnations
the
carnations? Like that was like my bouquet of roses or something.
Really?
In my mind.
No.
But tell me the reality of what that means.
If I opened up a DM,
nothing.
Literally nothing. I'd be like, what the fuck? Did he mean to send this?
It means zero.
It means absolutely. I'd be like, is he wasted? Like, I wouldn't know.
See,
and not even
I'm
in a
sweating,
flirting
I'm
way.
Sweating. I'm sweating just thinking about it.
Just that?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I know. Good question.
It would make more sense if you did the eggplant emoji, because then it would be like, oh, he's trying to fuck. But if you just sent that, I'd be like, okay.
You know what it is? It's cowardice. There's several factors. It's cowardly, because this is what I'm saying. You're right. There's different ways emojis to convey that.
Okay.
The heart, the heart eyes, the eggplant.
Mm-hmm. Even the splishy splash marks.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That would make more sense.
You just go for the party one.
People
ones.
Know the meaning of that.
Yeah, they do.
But this is why I do it, I think.
Right.
I'm trying to work it out.
Yeah.
It's not full commitment.
Okay.
It's like, if I send this, it means a certain thing to me, but I'm in the clear.
Right, because they don't really.
Yeah, because they could be like, oh, it's just a pause. Because when you say that particular emoji, there's no bad or good.
Right.
It's just there.
It's just kind of like, okay. Well, that's why I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
Do you...
I've done this for like...
Can I ask you this?
Go ahead. Think about it.
I thought about it.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of positive feedback from that? What's your general feedback from sending a...
Just being ignored.
Makes sense. makes sense.
I've gotten some, like, what's the thing when you double tap? That's a heart.
It's a heart, yeah. It's a
little... I've gotten maybe 15-20% of the time.
That means they are just acknowledging you. And they're just saying,
okay, I don't know what that means, but...
Exactly.
Right?
Okay.
All right, so next. I need to stop doing that.
Yeah, yes. If that's... Yes.
That's embarrassing.
It's just, if you want to strike up a conversation, just be like, what's going on?
So let's talk about this.
Okay.
Let's say you are attracted to someone on Instagram.
Yeah.
Particularly Instagram.
Yes. What have we met in real life?
And okay, you okay, hold on. I'm changing it. I'm changing the scenario.
Okay, okay.
You've never met them, but you're following them. Mm-hmm. What would be things that are not like sending a random emoji that'd be more better than that?
That are appropriate?
Yeah.
Like, you know, if they post a story and you find something that you think is interesting, you could respond to that. Mm. LOL, cool. Or, oh, looks good. I don't know. But I don't know because I get really
pissed. Oh, so the LOL safe?
But I think an LOL is generally.
With the crying, laughing emoji?
Yeah.
That's safe?
Yeah.
Wait, hold up. You're kind of questioning that.
It's like, because it's like, how funny is it? You know, it's like, is it really crying emoji funny? Or is it just kind of LOL funny? You know what I mean?
You don't want to overuse that one.
You don't want to overuse that. Because if a guy did that, well, guys do that to me.
Would they send that?
They'll send the crying emoji. And I'm like, okay.
Because in their mind, they're like, oh, she's a comedian. This is the appropriate one to send.
Right.
Comedy.
Right.
Right.
But if you're, in most cases, I assume that like the average woman is like posting pictures of like lunch or something. You don't want to respond to that being like, LOL.
That's not funny.
It's not funny.
Eating?
I'm looking for a way in,
right?
So if you're responding to a story, it's like you have to find something to connect over with that.
So what would be more appropriate than that? Yummy.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, I'm horrible at it.
Yummy is so funny, but I feel like most women would be like, what the fuck?
Right. It could come off as kind of creepy.
Weird. If you were
weird and creepy.
If I posted my lunch and you were like, yummy, I'd be like,
yummy. What if you add to that yummy, yummy, yummy to my tummy?
Yeah.
See, you.
Yeah. I think that's funny. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. What if you say
yummy, yummy, yummy to my tummy?
There's that song, yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy.
You could send them a voice memo of you doing that.
Of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's appropriate.
The way in.
Okay, give me two more. Give me two more appropriate.
Appropriate ones. Okay, so the question is what's the appropriate way to
DM?
Yeah,
as far as flirtation is involved.
Okay, wait, so are you asking for guys to do it to me?
Or, yeah, any female.
Okay, any female.
I love your hair.
Looking good, girl.
Looking good, girl.
But maybe not. Also, but maybe not.
Looking good, girl.
What is she posting?
You know what I just realized? There's a tonality to that.
Yeah, there sure is.
Because when they send it, they're like, looking good, girl. But then the way you interpreted that was, looking good, girl.
That's like how a girl would say it to another girl. So if a guy...
So it's something you would say to another girlfriend.
Yeah.
Your homie.
If I was to DM a guy...
Looking good, girl.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
Yeah. Keep working out, girl. Because if I was like, oh, nice work at the gym, it would be different if it was coming from a man.
It would.
Yes.
What would be like, just like, ooh, that's sexy.
I mean, honestly, fuck, I don't know.
Exclamation points?
But no.
No.
Definitely all right, not all right, that.
No, don't do that.
Definitely not that.
Okay.
I respond to men when they say funny things to me. You know, that's the thing. Is you have to find something funny. I mean, yummy, yummy, yummy,
in
my
mind,
tummy is pretty
funny. Because I'm going to speak on the behalf of
please,
men.
Yeah, yeah.
They're thinking, what's the fastest engagement of way to turn it from to get a date or to meet with this person, right?
Yeah, and women are pretty, we know that that's what you're doing.
So is it eggplant?
No,
so don't do
and
that.
And it's also
guys.
Not the party emoji, so also don't do that.
All right. No celebration party emoji. You can't send a heart.
You can't really
that,
send a
that
heart
turns
either
into
that's
seriousness
weird. Heart is weird.
Right?
I would say not do the fucking emojis. Like, actually say something. Emojis piss me off. Or when people do the swipe up thing and it sends, like, big 100s.
Yeah.
Like, what are you fucking saying?
So that's the trick. Don't use any emojis.
Say something funny.
Say something.
Just say something funny.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm just curious, how often do you get DM'd a lot?
I do get DM'd a lot.
A lot.
I do.
From randoms?
Yes.
Have you gotten this? Hey, just saw your show. Like, let's say you had a show in Oceanside.
Oh, yeah.
I was just here and just around the area. Like, yeah. Have you gotten ones like that where they're trying, like, to locate your location? Like,
no.
Hey, I'm just here and I knew you performed here. What's up? I'm trying to play devil's advocate.
Right. Yeah. I'll get them.
Like that. But that's stalking.
A little bit. But also, I'll get ones where guys will be like, hey, was at your show tonight. Great job.
Good set. That's the thing to send.
But you don't send that to a regular girl.
No, you don't.
Right. No, you don't want to
DM
just
a girl. Oh, we're talking this specific thing, a female comic.
A female comic, right. Not just a girl who doesn't do comedy.
So what could they say? When's your next show?
Yeah.
I'll show up.
You're so funny. Love your stuff. That's, you know, that. Yeah, when's your next show? I'll show up. That's always kind of pisses me off.
Okay.
I got one the other night that was like, hey, was it your show tonight? Oh, God. I like talked to him after the show, and he was like, beautiful on stage and beautiful, like, beautiful online and beautiful in real life. Wow. Would ask you out if I could. And I was like,
Well, why don't, see, that's that non-commitment thing.
Yeah.
Feeler. It's like, that's not
yeah.
fully putting your foot down. Will you go on a date?
Right.
And you would expect that more, because at least then you'll be yes or no.
Yeah. And I would have said no for sure. But it was... I'll say no to anybody right now. I don't care.
Yeah.
Big no.
Does this even exist now? Okay, time flew by here.
It sure did.
Are we in the age where no one even approaches people in real life?
That's a good question.
Is it like all Tinder and Instagram? Is it?
I think mostly
Match.com? Is it? That's what it is?
Mostly. My last boyfriend I met in real life.
See, that's cool.
Our friends set us up.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But most people, I mean, yeah, nobody approaches people anymore in real life. I would prefer to be approached in real life, but I'm also not on apps.
But there's a respect level in that, because it shows chivalry. Like, oh, this guy actually walked up to me.
Yeah.
And he has the guts to take a yes or a no.
You know, that happened to me a few months ago. I was in a parking lot at Lassen's.
Wait a minute. Just hold up.
Yeah,
I don't care. In a parking lot?
I was in a parking lot. Oh, I was
See, that's scary.
Well, it wasn't scary. It was a very
scary. You're like, I was in a parking lot. It was dark.
It was night.
I couldn't see anything.
It was in the daylight, and he was like sitting in the car next to me, and he came up to me, and he was like, he came out of his car, and he's like, hey, and I was like, hey. And
it
he
would
was
be
like,
so scary if he like knocked on your window, hey.
Yeah,
and you're
been.
Just like, that's
my
like
window
a
was
movie.
Open. I was listening to music, and he was like, you seem pretty cool. And I was like, okay. And
he
like,
said that?
Yeah.
You seem pretty cool.
Yeah. And he goes, could I get your number? And since I don't know how to say no, I was like, yeah, sure. But I
what
had no intention.
Like?
I don't remember. I had no intention of ever texting him, but I didn't know how to say
right.
no at the time.
Do females do that just to get past that
all
part?
The time?
Like, okay, it'll also get me
all
out
the
of
time.
It.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He'll leave me alone after
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Please, I'll give him my actual number.
Yeah.
And then he'll leave me alone. They don't.
Yeah.
Don't. Yeah.
Well, I think you're doing the right things. I mean, that's good that you're like, your life's just kind of being more positive. You got clean.
Yeah.
You're doing these other things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to get off topic as far as I want to get, because we're at the end here. Uh-huh. I wanted to really start plugging, like any future comedy show dates, website, social media and all that.
Website is down right now, but you can follow me on Instagram.
Go ahead, say it.
At Gabby Lammy, mm-hmm. GABBYLAMBY, or TikTok mm-hmm. at the same thing. Mm-hmm. And shows coming up. I'm going to be in Austin, Texas.
When's that date? When's the show date for Austin?
25th and 26th.
Mm-hmm.
At the Sunset Strip Comedy Club in
How
Austin.
How do they get tickets?
That's a good question. I don't have a fucking clue, but they can get them. I'm sure you'll be able to get them.
Well, how about this?
Yeah.
When it gets near the date, mm-hmm. It'll be on your Instagram, like a link or
it
a swipe up or something, or like a swipe.
There will be. I always post my dates on my story. You can swipe up, find them there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have some LA dates. Don't know when, but they're there. They'll be on my Instagram.
cool. Any merch or anything?
I did have merch. I did have a lot of merch. I'm out right now. Mm-hmm. I am also a painter, and I've been selling my painting. So,
dude, let's start plugging that. How do they get? How does one get one of your paintings?
DM me on Instagram. I post all my paintings on Instagram. So that's what
you
have to do
if you like her painting, because you're painting. You got quite a few pieces.
I do have a lot of pieces, and you can follow me on Instagram, and I post them there. And you can. That's how I do business. And
you'll
right
ship.
Now.
You'll ship from your house.
Sure do.
Yeah.
Change you my pay address. Pay for shipping or did. They pay for shipping.
So y'all, you pay for shipping, but be delivered right to your door.
Yeah, big time.
And it's original artwork.
Original artwork.
Keep doing that.
Yeah, no, it's great. I'm having a great time doing that.
Maybe a future art show for the future.
Probably. I should.
Why not?
That's how I make my money right now, that and comedy. So.
I mean, gotta hustle that. Hustle it.
Yeah, if you want to buy artwork from me, yeah. I'm your guy.
So, yeah, hit her Instagram at Gabby Lamb.
Yeah, Gabby Lambie.
Gabby, spell that out.
GABBYLAMBY.
Gabby Lambie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did we cover everything, you think? I mean, we got everything?
For me, but unless
I mean, no. I have some, too. I want to make sure you're covered.
No, I'm good. Yeah.
You're good?
Yeah.
All right. That flew by.
Flew by.
I love talking about
a blast.
That. Yeah, the texting game. And it's like, I'm like horrible.
Yeah.
I should just get off. It's not helping me. Sorry, this is an inside voice. Yeah. So anyway, if you like the show, the best way to support it is patreon.com/StevieWeeby, StevieWeebyShow.com. If you want to get any kind of merch, just know that the orders are a little bit delayed because of COVID. New podcast I'm doing with my brother Jeremiah Watkins, Scissor Bros. Go to YouTube.com/ScissorBros. We post a new video every Friday. Instagram/QUANGOU. All my music is at StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. If you want to send anything to the P.O. Box, send all your packages, mail, or whatever to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. It was awesome having you again.
Yeah.
Y'all are always welcome. Oh, you want to do one with both you and...
That would be fun.
That would be fun, right?
Yeah, it would be. It'd be wild.
Yeah, it'd be wild.
It'd be wild.
I'm also want to start doing this, too, where I get more tattoo artists. Because, you know, you have quite a bit of ink. And
I do.
Maybe for part three, we could do a whole...
Would love to.
Talk about the tattoo thing.
I got them all during quarantine.
You did?
Yeah. All of them.
Thanks for tuning in.
Hell yeah.
My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crip. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip, a soul full of angst. Him and Henry Woodward Peckers did a song and dance at bit. Oh, rodeo man in the West, you can. You're the best on the land to bless the sands. Do the bull with your hand, oh Skip, you can. Get that fucking bull, pull on that rope. Feeling stir crazy, maintaining against the grain. Making me wanna get in a plane. The pain inside my brain never ends, sustained. I'm down for the count on the ground. Today, don't give it away, the vision, the praise, the raise. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of frowns delayed. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed, lift this way, can deal with shade. His spade is a spade, he made the greatest blade in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal, a male. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her canal. What you call a sailing ship is named after a female. Looked